Artist Loving the Now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Artist Loving the Now. How can I be an artist loving the now? Well, if I train myself to live in the now, enjoy the now, and love the now, I have trained myself in the most important response I could give to living. For all of living is lived only in the now. There is no living any other way, time, shape, or anything else. Science tells us no time, no space. We know no time, no space. When we think of past, it's present. When we think of future, it's present. When we think now, it's present. We think only in now. Now, now, now. And thinking in the now, consciously, as an artist, creatively, as an artist, wisely, as an artist, we come up with some very significant points of view. If I am to be an artist, and I am an artist, we all are artists, if we are an artist and we are creating something beautiful and good, we think to ourselves how wonderful that is. An artist never thinks they're creating something wonderful and good. An artist never thinks that they're giving something to the world. An artist never thinks that they're being unusual in the slightest. To an artist, being an artist is the most beautiful, wonderful, simple thing in the world. It has nothing to do with anything else. It has only to do with who they are. So, the mother's in the kitchen and she's making a cake. She's being an artist. The mother's in the kitchen making dinner and she is an artist. The mother's in the kitchen doing anything at all and she's an artist. Whether it's cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the pots and pans, making sure that everything is spotless and everything is beautiful and wonderful. Why is she doing that? She's doing that because that's what she is trained to do. She's an artist. Now, the mother may be a business executive. She's an artist at that. The mother may be a beautiful mother. She may train her children well. That's being an artist. A mother may go for a walk. And that's being an artist. She's going on this walk. On this walk, her mind is living in the now, and she's experiencing all of the attitudes and all of the impulsions that are coming forth from that walk. These things are now known to her, now experienced by her. She is living them consciously in her mind or unconsciously, but she's living them in her mind, beknownst to her or not. And as she's living these things, she is delighting in them, she is smiling in them, she is thinking how creative they are and how wonderful they are and how dynamic and beautiful they are. This is an artist living in now. A man does the same thing in his work, in his activities. When a man comes home to greet his children and he sees them, he thinks only of now. He doesn't think, what did they do that was wrong today? He said, you are all beautiful, wonderful, dynamic children. You are always, always making yourself proud of yourself. You're always living your life to be happy. You're being yourself and having fun at all times. You're doing that at all times. And this is an artist, Father. He chooses to see the art of the beauty of life. Oh, there are artists who see the negative side, and that's perfectly okay too, but it's not my choice. My choice is to live now and see the beauty and goodness and wholeness and everything of value in now. But it can only be now if I think of it now. Now, it may be midnight, and I'm lying in bed, and all of a sudden I'm awakened by a thought. I'm awakened. And I'm awake. And I think now. And my thought does not go back to something. I live whatever I live now. It may have been something I lived once before during the day, but I'm living it again now as I'm thinking about it. And so as I'm thinking about what I did in the office or what I did driving down the street or what I did talking to another person, as I think now about it, am I remembering it as a beautiful experience? Was I a glorious artist at the time that I created that experience where I did something and then now I remember it? Well, perhaps not if it wakes you up in the middle of the night, but perhaps so. Perhaps you went through the experience in the now, today, in a sort of semi-conscious state, and you didn't realize what was going on. And all of a sudden you woke up to the fact that, hey, that was a glorious now experience. That was a glorious, wonderful experience in which I really did something beautiful. I really was my total self. And then you change it. The artist has that privilege. The poet's license, the artist's privilege. You change it. And you say, I am whatever the experience is. I am. And as you say, I am, then you are even more powerfully, even more dynamically, even more beautifully living now every experience that life can be for you. Now, you can live an experience of a trip. You can live an experience of a visit. You can live an experience of a tragedy. You can live an experience of a joy. You can live an experience of any of these things anytime you want. Anytime you want. You can have your life filled with misery by your thoughts, or you can have life filled with joy by your thoughts. Every one of us makes this choice every day of our life. Every moment of our life. Every now of our life. And would it not be much more effective for us to always think in the now positive, loving, joyful thoughts, thoughts that reveal to us how wonderful life is, rather than having thoughts reveal to us how we have worked through a situation to accomplish a goal? Living instantaneous thought now does not have a process, a work in progress type of thing. It has a absolute final point, a surrender point, a total point, when whatever the artist has in its consciousness, it's done. You can be sure that the artist who is painting a picture of a landscape as an illustration has the total landscape illustration in its consciousness. And as the artist paints that landscape, it's already done in his mind. It's already there on the canvas, even though anyone else might not be able to see it. He sees it. Because he is just using that canvas as a matter of laying out what it is that he believes, what it is that he sees, what it is that he dreams, what it is that he knows in the now. Can you and I do that? Oh, we do that all the time. We do that all the time. We live in now more than we ever realize we do. Because every time we think a thought, it is a now thought. It's not a thought of yesterday or tomorrow. It's not a thought of another time. It's a thought of now. That thought impresses itself upon our consciousness now. And if that thought is a powerfully good thought, then we have a powerfully good feeling in our being now. Totally now. Wonderfully now. Absolutely now. And it is so great. It is so rewarding. It is so fulfilling and so exciting. But it's now. Do you want the now? Do you want to live in the now? Whether you like it or not, you always live now. You always live in the now. There is no other time for you. You may think of other times, you may think of other ideas, but in truth, there are no other ideas. There is no other time, there is no other space, there is no other thought. For every thought that we think is a thought done right now. Every thought we think is a thought fulfilled in our hearts right now. Every thought, every idea, every goal, every experience. We are an artist. And we are creatively bringing forth the magic of our mind, which is a now experience. And also, the magic of our mind is a unique experience. It's an experience that no one has ever done before. Oh, others may have done similar things or tried to do things like that, but no one has ever done what we, the artist, do every moment of our life. We live in our now. We live in our present tense now. We live in the condition that this teaches. The University of Healing is based upon a philosophy. We do everything first person, present tense, now. We've been teaching that now for all the years the university has been around. We've been teaching that for all the years that the university has ever presented itself in any form to any people. We presented that around the world, and as we present that around the world, people around the world put that in their consciousness, and they don't know where it came from. They don't need to know that it came from us, because in truth it didn't. It came from them. In truth, it has always been in them, and they merely revealed it, released it, opened their heart, and let it out. And in opening their heart and letting it out, they delight in what they find. They delight in the magic that is given to them. They delight in all of the worldly ideas that come forth. Yes, worldly ideas. Ideas of the expansiveness of all. And as they listen to that and are aware of that, they delight in their heart and sparkle in their mind. And they say, wow, isn't that great? And truly, it is great. We are the creators of our world. We are all artists. And you are artists of loving the now. Consciously, I love the now. Consciously, I love this moment. Consciously, I think, whenever I hear anything, whoops, I must say that now. It has its full power right now. I cannot let it be said without my full attention given to it. I cannot speak without thinking first in my absolute consciousness that all is in divine order. If I live in my life as I do, as we all do, and we love our life, as we all do, and as we live now, as we all do, then there is no future, there's no past, no present, there's only now. And as we learn to write that, think that, live that, read that, be that, the excitement of being who we are becomes more grand and more beautiful every day. And we open our hearts to that inner doorway of all good. We open our lives to the inner awareness that truly we are living now. There is no other time. We are living here. There is no other place. We are living a joyous, fulfilled, revealed life in every respect. And no one looks at us and makes a comparison. They don't compromise. They don't compare. They don't look at us and say, oh my, look what you're doing. They see us as fulfilled, complete, revealed. Not revealing, but revealed. We are here now, revealed. And as everyone sees us and as we see ourselves, and everyone sees us as we see ourselves, since everyone is a reflection of who we are, then they all see us wonderful and good as we see ourselves. They all see us joyous, fantastic. They see us an artist loving the now. An artist loving the now. An artist loving the now. And as an artist loving the now, we are fulfilled forevermore. Oh, even the term forevermore. We are fulfilled now. I love you so. Have a lovely day and know that right now is the only time there is, and the time for me to to delight in having and creating in creating you. I love you. I love you. I love you.